Can you imagine what he did for us? The only reason he came for you, he came for me. What a Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. Got your Bibles? Turn with me this morning. Philippians chapter number 3. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word. God did a miraculous, marvelous work in Paul's life. Did you know Paul was a Pharisee? Pharisees, really. You'll find, though, that he quit trusting in the flesh or the law. God came to him. I read a verse, I can't tell you where it is now. Said God, it pleased the Lord to come. You know what he did? He revealed Christ unto him. Christ met him on the road to Damascus. Hallelujah. The one he was persecuting. In fact, Paul tells us, he tells us in the scripture that he was a Pharisee, well schooled in the law, persecuting the church, wasted it, he said. And then when he started preaching, some of them were scared of him. Said, hey, that's that fella that persecuted us. But God miraculously changed him. God still changes people. It's a new life. Hallelujah. Nothing like it. Let's read this in the book of Philippians chapter number 3. And we'll begin reading in verse number 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 3. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus. Have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh. He's going to tell us now that he was one that had more reason to have confidence in the flesh than anybody else. If any other man think that he have wherein he might trust in the flesh, I more. Here's what he says. I've circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, and touching the law of Pharisee. And one of the scriptures says he was the son of a Pharisee. It was in the family with it. But he said the Hebrew of Hebrews, the touching the law of Pharisee. Concerning the seal, he said he persecuted the church, touching the righteousness, which is a law blameless. He was blameless as far as that went. But what these things were gained to me, those are counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That I might know Him and the power of His resurrection. That I might know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. If by any means I might obtain to the resurrection of the dead, not as though I have already attained, neither already perfect, but I follow after it. I follow after if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Look what it said in verse number 10. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know him? Paul said that I might know him. He said, didn't know him? Yes, but he really, really, really wanted to know him. You know, hey, really going to get to know somebody? You go out and spend some time with them. You got to talk to them. You got to let them talk back to you. And that's that fellowship that we have with our blessed Lord. But Paul said, I want to know him. And that's not all. He said, I want to know the power of his resurrection. A lot of time we think about the resurrection, but you know, the same power that raised Christ from the dead, the Bible said it would dwell in us, also quicken us. Yes, it will. Would you pray with me this morning? Father, we're grateful for another opportunity you've given us. We come back to your house this morning to worship you in the praise and glory and wonderful unto your precious name. How glorious you are. How wonderful you are. Thank you, Lord, for victory that you've given us in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is ours because of that wonderful resurrection. Now bless this time together. Bless this scripture to our hearts and all the scripture. Our Father, that you may bring to us this morning. We look to thee. We dependent upon you. We trust in you, God. Oh God, save as one you're lost, save them. I pray you'd stir all of our hearts so we may come closer to thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God for his power. I've read a verse of scripture in the book of Acts. You know what it said? With great power. The book of Acts says, with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord. It's great power. A lot of time we don't realize how that power is and what in the world it'll do for us. Now, you see, we're not serving the dead Christ. There's power in him. He has power, the same power. You know, you don't just get up from the dead. You don't ever see nobody just get up. If he, the ones that has been raised from the dead, it got up. But you know what Jesus said? He said, I'll lay my life down. And he said, I have power to lay it down. I got power to raise it up. I don't know about you, but I want to thank God that he has that power. He got up from the dead. I'm glad that he did. Hallelujah. He's got power. So a lot of times we don't realize the power that's in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The power that it has for us. The Bible said that I might know him, and the power is resurrection, and be willing to suffer with him in affliction. God's power is real today, as it was in the days of the apostles. And that's where we need to get back to the fact that God's power is not diminished. The Bible said in the book of John, first chapter, I believe it is, it says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. It's power. You have to have the power of the resurrection to get you out of your dead trespasses and sins. It takes the power of God, the same power that created this universe. It's the same power that takes, it got Christ out of the grave. It's the same power that's going to get you. And I got us, if you hear saved this morning, got us out of the dead and trespassing and sins. We once was dead in sin and dead to the things of Christ. But God in his great mercy, hallelujah, came and rescued us. It takes power to do that. It takes power to do it. It must be in its God's power. He's not short of his power. There's another verse of scripture, you know what it talks about? Brother Donnie talks about, he said, the last days, the book of Timothy, he said in chapter number 3, I believe it is, 2 Timothy, he said, know you not the last days, perilous times shall come, men shall be lovers of pleasure, more lovers of God. He said they have a form of godliness, but not in the power thereof. See? You can have a form. You can have a ritual. You can have go through the exercises. But it won't nothing happen. It won't without the power of God. What makes a difference when God shows up? Makes a difference when God's power is in the presence. Well, it's a verse of scripture. These verses come to me. I can't tell you exactly where they are, but I'm going to tell you something. Book of John, in the Gospels. And you know what it said? The doctors and the lawyers were present. Is what it said. All the other ones, the Pharisees and the scribes. But you know what happened? You know what happened? That man reason he was healed, his sins forgiven. It said the power of the Lord was present. It's not what we can do, it's what he can do. It's the power of the Lord. The Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 16, the gospel, it said is the power of God unto salvation. There's power in the gospel. There's power in the word of God. There's power in the resurrection. That same power that got Christ is where our power is. That's where we must trust him. There's power in the crucified one of the Lord Jesus Christ. They crucified him on the cross. He was dead, but thank God he got up. There's power in the resurrection. I want to know it. First thing Paul said was that I might know him. Do you know him? He's good, I tell you. He's sweet. He's kind. He's wonderful. I want to introduce you to him. Who is he? He's Jesus. The Son of God. God manifests in the flesh. Do you know him? Have you got acquainted with him? Do you fellowship with him? Do you talk with him? Amen. You can. You thank God he's there for you when you need him. Our Lord is. Paul said, I might know him. You know, said Paul, he walked on the... He was on the road to Damascus. Jesus appeared to him, revealed himself to him. You can be going right opposite. Hear me and hear me well. You can be going the opposite way, running from God, persecuting the church. You can do any. You can be going the right opposite way. And when you run into him, like Paul did on the road to Damascus, and I'm going to tell you something. There's not a one of us here. When we got converted, if you're here today this morning, you've been converted, you're running just as hard as you could the other way. But God met you somewhere with his power and his convicting power. You see this power. Listen, might know him and his power. There's power. You know what? There's power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wonderful, glorious, working power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. What power they are in it for you and for me. That's my Lord. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know his power? He works. He's willing to. Paul said, I want to know him. Did you know he can turn you around? You know what the apostles, you know what they said about all those apostles? And it's not putting no price on ignorance. Unlearned, no. But you know what they said about the apostles? They were ignorant. They were unlearned. But they took knowledge of one thing, Brother Danny. They had been with Jesus. You know what Paul did when God turned him around on the road to Damascus? He didn't go up to, and he did not for, what, 3 years? He left our buddy. He went out and stayed, listen, Abraham, I can't even pronounce that word. He went there and got along with God. Listen, then he came back. But you know what? God revealed himself to him. But he had been with Jesus. That makes a difference. It'll make a vast difference in your life, in my life. It will get with him. Do you know him? And the power of His resurrection. Amen. You can know Him. You can know Him.
Well, this power is evidencing power.
That's in the resurrection. It's a power. Look in Romans 1:4. I want to read a verse there. In Romans 1:4, it's a power in the resurrection. Listen to what he said in Romans 1:4. Romans 1:4 says, and he declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. This power in his resurrection, this evidence and showing us the evidence that he is a Son of God. It's an evidence in power. It's a power to convince and tell us he's alive, glory to God. He's still alive. He got up. And he is the Son of God. He's God. Came into this world. He said, I have power. I mentioned it a while ago, to lay it down. Power to take it out. He had that power. Hey. It's one of the awfulest things to die lost without Christ. You don't never want to do it. Listen. If you want to call it that, don't take no chances. If you're not saved, don't you leave this place this morning until you've made that things right with God. And tell you something, you don't have to wait till this service is over either. You can be like Dwight was that night sitting in the church. You can say, I want to be saved now. Because it's an awful thing to die lost outside of Christ. But listen, if you die in Christ, hey, you're going to get up. Well, you'll get up 30,000 years later if you don't die in Christ. Your body will. But an awful, what an awful it'd be. Do you know Him? Do you know His power? It's in the resurrection. It's a power that would declare that He is the Son of God. Hallelujah. By the resurrection from the dead. So somebody asks you, what did he get up for? Well, that's one of the reasons. He got up. Amen? Because he was the Son of God. Yes, he was. Amen. Praise God. It is a justifying power. Hallelujah. He died for our transgression. And he raised for our justification. A justifying power in the resurrection. What is that, preacher? I'll tell you what it is. It's declaring that we're just. Our sins are forgiven. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. When He got up from the dead, it's declaring not only He's the Son of God, but we're justified by His resurrection. If Christ be not risen, then our faith's in vain. If He hadn't got up, all these are in the graveyard wouldn't get up. On that resurrection morn, listen, they will, and you and I will if we go that way before He comes. The dead in Christ are going to get up first. They're going to get up before we change in the moment of twinkling of an eye. Don't seem like it's going to be long either. So with justifying power, this power in the resurrection to make us just before God. Shed His blood on Calvary. Listen, you know what Jesus did when He got up off that cross? You know where He went, don't you? He went. He stayed around for several days. What, 40 days? I can't remember how many now. Showing Himself. Appeared to different ones. Walked in the room with them disciples and the door shut.
But you know what he did? When he went back to glory, he went up there to offer that blood that was shed on Calvary, his own blood. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews, he entered once into the holy place with his own blood to obtain eternal redemption for us. Thank God! There's justifying power in the resurrection. He took his own blood back to the sun and offered it on the mercy seat of heaven. Glory to God. You ought to get up and shout about it.
You think about that. Not only did he shed his blood, not only did he have power to get himself up from the grave, but he took his own blood and entered into the Holy of Holies, put it on the mercy seat, listen, to obtain, not temporary, but eternal redemption for us. Woo! So nothing like a Baptist want to shout. Hallelujah. There's power. There's justifying power. There's life-giving power in a resurrection. He come up there and went in that upper room, Brother Larry, and he breathed on him. He said, receive ye. Listen, the Holy Ghost. He breathed on him. What life. There's resurrection power. There's life-giving power in the resurrection. He gives us eternal life. He justifies us and gives us life. First of all, he gives us eternal life. Everlasting life. But he gives us a new life even in this body. This old body has to get used to that new life. And still, boy, he'll still give you a fit sometimes. It's different. He just do what he wanted to, basically. But as you get this new life living, and it comes from Christ through the resurrection, hey, whoa, boy, you can't do that. Stop. You can't. I'm telling you, it's a new life. It's a new way. Glory to God in Christ Jesus. What a Savior. There's new life in the crucified one. See, we raised up together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not only that, it's consoling power. Comforting power. Did you know that I'm being raised together with Christ? And guess what? I'm raised up together. Listen, I'm buried to him in likeness and raised in his with him in likeness. And I'm sitting together in heavenly places with him. He said, well, I'm sitting here. Yeah, that's this old body. But I'm really sitting with him in heavenly places. You ever try to just pull up and sit down with him sometime? I have. I said, Lord, I want to sit down with you a while. I want to sit with you in them heavenly places. You'd be surprised how heavenly it can get. Try sometime. But you got to know him. And you got to know him and the power of his resurrection. You got to have that same, that power raised him from the dead, the same power will get you out of your dead and trespasses and sins. And you got to get out of that before you can ever fellowship with him and commune with him. He'll get you out. Glory to God. What fellowship? So there's a comforting power in resurrection. You say, what's on about? Well, it's comforting to know that those that die in the Lord, hey, you know, we'll see him again one day. That's a comfort. That's consoling. Hallelujah. That's why we don't have a sorrow as those that have no hope. By the grace of God, will our loved ones leave us or we leave? Listen. If I leave for some of y'all, hey, you don't need to try to pull me out of the casket.
I've seen them try to pull him out of the casket. Didn't have no hope. You just wait. We'll meet again one day. There's hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Just as sure as you've lost those loved ones. Hallelujah. Someone said, well, they want all they lost. I said, yeah, from 94. No, 91 to 96, I lost my daddy, my son, and my mama. It can get heavy sometimes. Then 19 years later, I lost my wife. But I didn't really lose them. You know why? I know where they are. And there's hope beyond the grave because Jesus got up. I never seen the tomb. I've talked to some people that's been there. That's good. But you don't have to go there to prove it empty, I can tell you. That there is all the proof you need. He's alive. His tomb's empty. And because of that resurrection, hey, one day, all those in Christ that's in Him are going to get up just as sure as the resurrection. But what did Paul say before I close? He said, I want to be, Paul said something. He said, I want to win Christ. And buddy, that's a winner of all winners if you win Him. Why shouldn't we shout if we won Him? Have you ever noticed, this is being a little comical, but if you ever noticed, and we probably do the same thing, people, you ever watch any of them shows on television where they win a bunch of money? Did they sit there and look like a dead Indian? I ain't never seen one do it. You know what? They won something. Son, they went to hollering. I've seen them jump up and down and shout. And you have too. All right. Well, we got something. We won. We're a winner. We won something far more valuable than that. When you win Christ. You see, Paul had righteousness of his own. He had righteousness of the law. But if you study it out, I won't have time to get all this morning. He turned from all that. He said, our righteousness is by faith in Jesus Christ. That's it. He said, I want to win. And he did. And then he said something else in verse number 9 of that verse I read a while ago, and be found in Him. Be found in Him. Where's people going to find you? Well, I tell people, thank God we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord today, and I want to thank God for every one of you this year. And I'm say the Lord bless you. But what you know what we're going to do next Sunday? Same thing. We're going to celebrate His resurrection. If we're still here and the Lord's hadn't come. But I want to tell you something. It's getting close. This thing shaping up. Who knows how long before that Third World War breaks out in that Battle of Armageddon? Don't know, do we? We're sure heading that way, ain't it? Be an awful war. We're going to be praying, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. So Paul said, I won't be found in Him. I like what else he said. Not having mine own righteousness. If you're reading the book of Isaiah, you know what it says over our own righteousness are as filthy rags. And Paul said, I don't want to be found having my own righteousness. I want to be found in Him. I want to win Him. I want to be found in Him. I don't want to be found having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. By faith.
What a Savior. Don't read one more verse. You don't have to turn there. John 17:3 says, "And this is eternal life, that they might know Him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." Might know Him. Do you know Him? Are you found in Him? Have you won Him? If you have, what a prize you got. You know why? Because He's the one that paid the price. Supreme sacrifice. We could have eternal life. Hallelujah. And so there's power. Life-giving power. What wonderful power it is to give us a new life and give us eternal life in Jesus Christ. And you know what? It's the most blessed life that you'll ever find. I find so many miserable people. I heard an old preacher preach one time on why I'm not most miserable. And you know why? Because we found the Lord. I had some people ask me, they said, "What's wrong with you? Well, you is that like you got something going on?" I said, "I do, right down in here. Got some joy, peace. I got something that passeth all understanding. Got some joy that's unspeakable and full of glory." And you know what? Thank God for it. Thank God. Do you know Him? Do you know His power? Hey, He's not short of power. He got any kind of power, the power that you and I need. He got power for us to live a Christian life. It didn't take me a day, about a day or two, to find out I couldn't live a Christian life myself. I had to have His power. And I cried out to Him. And you know what I found? I'm like Paul. No, sir, I'm not perfect. Nowhere about it. But I've come to one conclusion, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward the mark that God has set before me in Christ Jesus. And that ought to be our goal in Him. Listen, for the glory of God. Church, we need to be that light. We need to be that light that God has called us to be. Would you stand with me?